CBC Radio Australia.
This was a boat here, my second boat where I'm sit down with him. The other boat where I'm treated by Australian government October last year for this was a Bougainville referendum. So this is the second boat where I'm sit gifted at the time, but I'm just lately coming last week. So I'm the right time for this was a boat for coming, Australian defence, and I'm finding this was a boat here for RSIPF.
How important is this one for planned RSIPF for protecting border from COVID-19?
This one have provide a huge capability for RSIPF because of we used to have banana boats where him only him running for less than 2 hours, but this one boat him providing a long range coverage for borders. As we know that border blimi Solomon and PNG him quite big. Yeah? So this one boat him start providing that one coverage for border. Yeah? Within a whole day patrol, so I'm better than our previous banana boats where you only run for a couple of hours, then you return. So this boat can provide a wide range of coverage in terms of surveillance and patrol. So we got him that capability for providing my regular presence law officers bring me along the border.
Commissioner, by him based law where? When are we for putting boat there?
Okay, this boat is going to go down the Fort Command operation. So the operation commander, the Fort Commander, will allocate these resources go to obviously Harappa. That is where the operational activities are done. So operations by him, operational patrols by him launched from Harappa and Kariki and Kavam now the borders.
And so far, how are the operations look border? How are so describing them since you started them? How are the progress with them so far?
So far, progress with the border is quite good. There are a lot of improvement with the beef up of our numbers in western border. Him good community him alongside with our officers, working closely with our officers. There's less crossing in our borders, and we are trying to manage some of our community where it seems for no listen law orders and regulations. So with the community participation, so we will try for convince him what and get him alongside and enforce him and support him now what na government being like him. So our officers are working closely with our community with other law enforcement agencies. So far I'm good, and we continue to assess the situation down at the border. Situation might change if Bougainville have got them confirmed cases. Any confirmed case, then we might change our strategies how we actually put our operations down at the border.
Now that one, him acting police commissioner Mostyn Mangau, him talk law launch by this fella new speedboat here. So far, Solomon Islands declare him two fella emergency zones, lo here lo Honiara and lo western border with Papua New Guinea. Now this fella new fast craft here, but him got him speed for running out of kind OBM engine and for going inside the shallow water and in between of the small islands and the reefs, yeah? High Commissioner of Australia, the Solomon Islands, Dr. Lachlan Strahan, him also talk law handing over this for a new fast craft, yeah?
But this vessel has plenty of grunt on the back, 230 horsepower, so that means it's faster, it's got a greater range, got a better radar system, it can take more people on board. So, of course, we are providing this vessel in part minister to assist you in your general security efforts. But it's also important this time of coronavirus that we do what we can to make sure that COVID stays out of Solomon Islands. So far, to date, Minister, your government has done a tremendous job in keeping COVID out. Of course, one possibility is if you do have an outbreak in PNG, you might get some cases coming across from the west. So this boat will also help with the kind of work that is done up on the western border, just to make sure that health security is in place. We are also doing a number of other things to work with Solomon Islands to reinforce its security capacities. Most importantly, our two prime ministers agreed last year that we would build a permanent patrol post in the Shortland Islands. That project is underway as we speak. The design work is well in hand, and that base will provide an ongoing presence of a multi-agency nature, so Solomon Islands can make sure that it's doing everything it needs to do on its western border.
That one, Dr. Lachlan Strahan, Hemna, High Commissioner of Australia and Solomon Islands. Now, Anthony Veke, Hemna, Minister of Police, and him say this fellow new vessel here, but help him police to must for protecting borders of Solomon Islands. You may hear him talk to Blaine.
It is essential that appropriate logistical support are provided to the RSIPF to enable them to effectively maintain our maritime border security, to ensure that our people at the western border are safe from any risk of coronavirus entering into our border from PNG side. The kind gifting of this second fast speed vessel from the Australian government through the Australian High Commissioner here in Honiara is timely and welcomed.